We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, but if you come, you're like, ah!
Welcome to The Holy Hour,
a podcast about sex, relationships, mental health, and everything in between.
I'm Amelia Sanson.
And I'm Liz Ball.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Holy Hour. I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Amelia Sanson.
And I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Liz Ball So Hard.
You can also watch us on YouTube or listen ad-free on Patreon at patreon.com/theholyhour.
Check out our merch at theholyhour.com and email us your spicy stories at holyhourpodcast@gmail.com.
I don't even know where to start today. We have so many things.
I am drinking a vodka coffee drink. It's just a Liz made espresso martini, but like no espresso, which that you're drinking it just for flavor at that point. Like, yeah. Is there any caffeine in that?
I don't think so. I think they put some coffee beans in there.
Huh. Just float. A little sprinkle it on top.
Just take them like pills and yeah. Get a little buzz.
I mean, I hope.
Yeah.
Because you drink one and you're thinking like, oh, this will perk me up.
Right.
But then it makes sense why I'm not like wired.
Right.
On my birthday, however, Mr. Liz was making coffee drinks with actual coffee, and I started to get tunnel vision.
Oh, Jesus.
We came home, and I was awake until like 3 a.m.
That sounds about right.
I was having a great time.
See, coffee doesn't keep me up anymore. It just gets rid of my headaches.
Yeah, usually it doesn't keep me up. Usually I cut myself off, but it's been a long day, y'all.
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
Without you, my friend.
Yeah, there we go. I was like, I know I didn't make this up.
Charlie Puth has been coming up in conversations like too often.
We need to discuss this.
Yeah.
Charles Puth.
Chuckles Puth.
First of all, Charles Puth. What a unfortunate full name.
It's so funny.
Let me read you this tweet. Let me read this tweet to everybody, because I recently read it to Amelia and Frank and Mr. Liz, because I had been drinking and forgot I had tweeted this. This is Pop Bass, and if you don't follow Pop Bass on Twitter, it's very fun. Pop Bass and Pop Crave, just like celebrity trash news, but
I live for it.
It's thrilling. Charlie Puth reveals that he wrote a song in the middle of sex. I stopped and recorded a little quick voice note and then had to get back into the act. The melody just kind of popped into my head. And then I said, no person on this planet is interesting enough or attractive enough for this to be acceptable. I'm sorry. It's true. I was thinking of just even like the person I admire the most, like whose career I admire, like, I don't know. There is not a single person that comes to mind where I'd be like, this is fine, or like,
yeah,
this is acceptable.
I do wonder, though, if Chuck Puth
Puth
is choosing to sleep with women that maybe have him on a pedestal. And I can imagine in that scenario that they would be like, oh my god,
he's
like,
this pussy inspired a song.
I'm his muse.
That's a good point.
So I feel as though perhaps
I would be like, are you fucking kidding me?
I would tell everyone that story, and I would listen to his songs for the rest of forever and be like, is this the one?
Masturbate to that song.
Yeah, is this the one my pussy
is
inspired?
Is this the song?
Is this it?
send everybody a voice note after that.
Yeah, right.
But also the last name Puth.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. It is the onomatopoeia of queef.
It sounds like how like Mike Tyson says puss.
That puth.
Give me that puth, girl.
Oh God. What a fucking obnoxious person.
I sort of love him. And I hate that I do.
Mike Tyson or Charles Puth? I can't call him Charlie
Chaz,
Puth.
Chaz Puth.
Chaz Puth. There are so many abbreviations of Charles. Chuck, Chaz,
mm-hmm.
Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Chuck, Chaz, Charlie, Chi-Chi.
Char-Char.
Char-Char Banks.
Charizard.
Charizard. That's a big popular one in the Charles
community. Just gotta call him Charles Puth.
Charles Puth.
What if he is actually named Charlie?
Yeah.
Instead of Charles.
I mean, he might have been.
That's lame.
Yeah, that's lazy parenting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can't just go straight to the nickname.
You can't.
What the fuck is that?
You don't get to cut corners.
You don't name a baby Liz.
No.
You simply don't do that. They are born Elizabeth, and then they become Liz, and then they become the weird Aunt Liz or the fun Aunt Liz.
Did I tell you I had
the drunk Aunt Liz?
I had four roommates in college. Like, we lived in a suite. I had four roommates whose names were Elizabeth, and they all went by something different.
What? Name them all.
It was Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Ella.
Oh, that's cute.
Lizzie.
Fun.
And Betsy.
There's so many like abbreviations for Elizabeth.
Yeah.
My college roommate calls me Lizbeth.
Lizbeth.
Yeah.
I call my college roommate Elizabeth. I call her Biff.
Biff.
Mm-hmm. There are so many names.
There really are.
I love it so much.
My parents are gonna be here tomorrow.
I'm so excited. Are you and like so hyped?
My brother. Yeah.
Your brother's coming
too?
Yeah,
my brother, his girlfriend, and my parents.
Are we going to have like a shindig?
We should.
Okay.
They'll be in your neighborhood. They'll be nearby.
What are you going to do with your fam?
We are going to Port Angeles.
Fun.
We're staying at like an Airbnb on a lake.
For how long?
Like 3 days. I'm like, I don't know.
I'm like really sick of you leaving me.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Because I'm going to be gone the following week.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry.
Ugh. I just like block these things out of my head because I have separation anxiety. Shall we dive into one of our many, 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 many topics today?
Yeah, we have so many fun little topics.
So many things to cover.
I wanted to say tips and tops, but...
I love that.
Tits and tops.
Tits and tops.
Yeah. Because we say talking tits.
Yeah, wow. Tits and tops.
Yeah. Top tits.
Top tits.
Top tits.
America's next top tit.
Top tits of today.
Fuck, nothing gets me wetter than an alliteration. Sorry. I can't believe I just said that.
I can. Alliterations just scratch that itch in your brain.
Damn.
I heard someone call alliterations brain snacks once. And I was like, they really are brain snacks.
I'm trying to figure out a pun. I want to say acclitoration. But I'm already kind of regretting what I said. So I'm not going to say acclitoration more than twice.
Oh, okay.
Acclitoration.
That's three times.
Now I'm done.
Hi, Gatsby.
Acclitoration. Okay.
Andrew Tate.
Yes.
Has been charged.
Yeah?
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yes.
It's a beautiful day to be a woman.
Formally.
Formerly. Formally.
Formally.
Not formerly.
Nope. Formerly and presently.
Yeah.
Fucked.
Formally charged for rape, mm-hmm. first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else?
Human trafficking. In Romania. Which I would imagine
they are
not
fucking around. I think they're making an example of him, to be honest.
Good, they should. He's a great person to make an example of.
And honestly, like, I saw someone call his fans tater tots.
Yeah.
And the, like... Why would you defend this person?
Because they...
I've never gone to an extent to defend any fucking personality.
These boys that are fans of his just need somewhere to belong.
They're literally tots.
Yeah.
They're children. They are not old enough to vote. Thank God.
Yeah, but one day they will be, and that's scary. But there are a lot of grown men that are
out of it. You know
what?
Maybe they'll grow out of it.
But there are so many like grown men that are also fans of his, and like boy, like guys in college that are like.
Like, get a fucking job.
I've never seen anybody less fuckable than Andrew Tate.
He has no chin.
That dude is a Bob's Burgers character.
Yeah.
He's drawn because like he's a chinless. Bob's.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and like, have you seen him with like his hair, air quotes, yes. grown out, and like his beard?
Did he you looks know like shit. He's always said that he's bald by choice.
It's like, well, I guess it's sort of a choice, but.
Yeah, I mean,
you have a horrid hairline.
You shave off the sides.
Yeah,
that's a choice. So he's not lying to you, Tater Tots.
Yeah,
he's just
it's somewhat by choice, but it
telling half truths.
The choice is because God also made a choice to recede that hairline.
There's just no reason to. This man is indefensible.
Yeah.
It's insane. And he also
I feel like people like defend him because they think it makes him interesting.
Yeah.
You know, but or it makes them interesting.
I really do believe like, that
I'm subversive.
When people can't, they don't belong anywhere. They latch on to these like extremist groups.
That's so true.
Because they want to feel like they're part of something.
Yeah.
Which is sad because he's preying off of these people that just want somewhere to belong. And then they get indoctrinated into these like shitty, awful, disgusting, like violent. Criminal ways of thinking, mm-hmm. and then their god goes and gets put in prison in Romania, and they're like scrambling to figure out ways to defend him.
And what? Just pick a new fuckhead.
There's so many.
Like the Liver King, that fuckhead. Why not him? Or like a who's that fucking QAnon guy who? He would paint his face and wear the furry hat and like went to prison for the insurrection and like
the Viking hat.
Yeah, and he only eats like vegetarian organic food or something. And he's like, I'm gonna protest the meals in prison.
Yeah, support that guy.
Yeah. I don't know. There's so many dipshits that are already in America that you could be spreading your ass cheeks for.
Right.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Have you seen, I hate to bring up this person, but Pearl. Have you heard of Pearl?
Have I heard of Pearl? Yes.
If for our listeners who have not heard of Pearl, she is a 26-year-old unmarried woman who she's banned from TikTok.
She is?
Yes. It's surprising that she's banned from TikTok just based on all of the other bullshit you see on TikTok. I'm like, I mean, I'm glad she's banned, but also there is some misogyny showing here where like they'll ban a woman saying these things, but they won't ban a man saying the same exact thing.
Right.
Anyways. Oh, and I didn't explain this to the listeners who don't know who Pearl is. She goes by like Just Pearly Things. And her whole thing is like criticizing married women who like their husbands cheat on them. And she's like, they're cheating on you because you're fat and like you don't do anything and you are mean to him and you should be like subservient and be doing all this stuff for him. And then she also, yeah, criticizes single women of like why they're single. Like, Miss Ma'am, you're single.
Right.
Where's your man, Pearl?
Like, yeah. Yeah. There's this whole thing going on where, like, you know how, like, women are speaking out against, like, shitty men
yes.
on the internet? Now there's women that are, like, speaking out against other women that are speaking out against men. And the men are like, well, if you guys are able to stay, then, like, we should be able to stay. Like, y'all don't need to be backed up.
Well, and like we've said so many times on this podcast, it will never be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't say, like, well, if the roles were switched, how would this be? And it's like, well, it's not the same because
yeah.
we live in a patriarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And we also live in a white patriarchy. So you can't say the same thing about people of color either.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Right.
So it's never going to be a level playing field.
No.
We can't go back in time. Mm-hmm. into history and change the things that have happened.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Would love to do that. Maybe one day.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's why saying like if the roles were reversed is never gonna be a defensible argument.
Uh-huh.
I've noticed this a lot lately of just like dudes dying on hills that are ant hills. They're so small. It's like, why is this the one? I recently saw something like that Drew Afuolo posted on Twitter. It like showed up in my like things that might interest you or whatever.
Right.
I don't know what they're calling that feed.
For you.
Are they calling it for you?
Yeah.
Original.
Yeah, super original.
You're doing great, Elon. She like some guy like went down a total rabbit hole to try and figure out how tall her boyfriend
yeah,
was.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I have never given it that much of a shit about literally anybody.
Right.
To go to these great lengths, like to dislike someone that much.
Mm-hmm.
I recently heard it called bitch eating crackers. So and that means like you dislike someone so much that they could be eating crackers and you'll be criticizing it.
Oh, damn.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's bitch eating crackers territory.
I love that. That's such a real phenomenon. It's really, like...
They get a hobby.
They feel so attacked by her, and that's why they're, like, spending so much time doing this when they should really be looking within. Right. It fuels her. It just contributes to her career.
Yeah.
As it should.
I mean, it's the same thing, too, with, like, Pearl and Andrew Tate. It's just, like... They're actually shitty, you know?
Yeah.
But it does the same thing to, like, on the other end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, they're getting off on pissing people off.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Right.
And there's always going to be people in the comments defending them, regardless.
The thing that really bugs me about Andrew Tate, along with the obvious things, is how much money this man has. From being this
for
shitty
now.
Person. Yeah, I mean, before, yeah, it doesn't really matter anymore now, does it? His brother got arrested, too.
Yeah, yeah.
This is generational. This is a family affair.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put those bitches behind bars.
And
that's alliteration.
Fuck. I fucking live for alliteration, dog.
I live for a callback.
Yeah, me too. That was a good. That was a good callback.
Thank you.
But along with this, like, Andrew Tate thing, and also like these people going down like this rabbit hole trying to figure out how tall Drew Afualo's boyfriend is, this thing is going around Twitter right now of this guy who found a girl from Bumble without matching with her.
Yeah, it did match with her. There's no identifying information, like last names.
Just used her first name, and like he like figured out where, like, that they might have had mutual friends, and so he just like typed in her name and it popped up on Facebook, which is like not true. Like, he for sure did more than that. Mm-hmm. And then launched into multiple like 3-minute long voice notes
just
about himself.
Collectively it added up to like 15 minutes.
Yeah, of him just going on about.
Amelia sent this to me last night, and like I was like about to go to bed too, and I was up listening to this man's annoying ass voice for like a good 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because these voice notes were so long, and he's just rambling, and we're not doing it any justice. He like introduces himself, and he's like, I promise this will be like funny and worth your time and blah, blah, blah. And he's sending message after message. First, it's like 5 to 10 messages in a row. And he's mm-hmm. like, sorry, I was finishing up a gig. And then this girl's like, okay, like,
yeah,
who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
And how, why are you messaging me like you know me? And then he sends like a million voice notes in a row being like, this will be funny, I promise. I saw your profile on Bumble and it just really stood out to me. And he implies that like she's attractive and interesting, and most attractive women aren't interesting at all, even though he thinks he's attractive and interesting at least a 7.5. And
7.5 looks, 9 personality.
And he like goes into detail about like how he's a musician and how he feeds the swans at the lake, and he's just like known as that guy who feeds the swans and the ducks. And what else does he say? Oh, he says he like he makes money, like he implies he has a podcast, would love to listen to it. Jeez. And like makes money doing that.
He talks like, hey there, Kelsey.
It's giving neckbeard.
It's giving neckbeard. It's giving,
he's like
FM radio host. It's giving
that guy in college that you like meet at a party, and like you get backed into corner talking to him, and he's just talking at you, and you're like looking at your friends like, help me. I don't want to be talking to this guy anymore. Your eyes are glazing over. Yeah. While you're like, I need to finish this drink so I can have a reason to leave.
Yeah.
And get another drink. And then you go find some other drunk idiot who is far less annoying, mm-hmm. has no thoughts in their head. You're like, golden retriever, come make out with me.
Yeah. It's like, you're looking real good now after I talk to this fucking.
I want to talk to someone whose head is empty.
Yeah.
Because mine is about to be.
Right. No, it's seriously like, it's incredible how long this guy went off about himself. But the point of this tweet was her being like, don't do this. Like, don't look for women from dating apps if we haven't like matched and we haven't like allowed, like given you the okay to do that. She posted all of these, and then there's been, to this day, the day that we're recording, there's been at least 13 updates of women that have reached out to Kelsey, the girl that originally posted this, that have had this exact experience with this guy.
Yeah, he uses the same exact lines. And I did go into it kind of like maintaining some skepticism.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's who I am. I want to make my own choice.
Yeah.
And the more I listened, the more I was just like, this guy's a fucking asshole. Like, and it goes beyond just being kind of like a douche nozzle. The fact that he's done this to multiple women, and not only that, but like finding someone on their social media after you have not had a single interaction, it's just, it feels a little icky.
Yeah.
But then the way he's talking too is just like really egotistical and like subtly misogynistic, like negging almost.
Yeah. The whole thing about like you said, like, I didn't know, like, a pretty girl that's also interesting. Like, what? Those two things can exist together?
Yeah. And then she shared her profile and she's like, my profile is pretty basic.
Yeah, it is really basic.
Yeah, it's still, it's very normal.
He's like, I feel like my mom hired you to write this profile, like, perfect for me. Also, by the way, my mom and I have a relationship like Gilmore Girls, like, without.
Except I have a dick.
Yeah. Last time I checked, by the way, my shoe size is 12. Ha 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 ha.
It's like, you know what they say about big feet. Big socks, baby girl.
Yeah. Ugh.
He said baby girl. Ugh. And then he did it, what, 14 other times?
That we know about.
And some of these women, he found out where they worked. And then, like, would leave messages, like, reviews on Square to be like, oh, I think we matched on a dating app. They never matched. Right. He, like, found them. And, like these women didn't match with him. And then he would find them and found where they worked. And then, like, tried to message them through Square, leave a review, and called their place of work. Called their fucking place of work to be like, does this person work here?
Mm-hmm.
I think we should add in some clips.
We have to.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
We'll add in some clips.
Hey, Kelsey, how's it going? Don't mind me. I fucking hate texting. I think we're all better without it. So I usually use one of these when I can. Also, I don't know if you've ever seen that Key and Peele skit, but that's how I feel about texting. I could go on. Anyway, I just want you to know right off the bat, I fully accept how fucking weird this is. I'm sorry, but like I said, I think if you give me a second, you'll probably end up laughing. And not that you need my permission, but feel free to just laugh directly at me for being a fucking idiot, for I am surely about to embarrass myself right now. I would also make the argument that embarrassing myself on a microphone is a large part of my job, and I'm quite good at it. So here goes nothing. And sorry for the delay. I was going to get back to you, but someone called about a gig tomorrow, and I'm trying to help them find a musician. So I was minding my own business last week on Ye Old Bumble, everyone's favorite online dating app. Punch me in the fucking face. Don't get me started on online dating. And I came across your bio, and I let out a very emasculine noise. I mean, it was not... Is that a word? I don't know. It's kind of day I'm having, buddy. But it was not. I honestly, I was like, this chick's made up. My first thought was that my mom paid you to write that bio just to make my day better. And I was curious just to, like, ask you how much. But the more I read, I was like, holy fuck, this person's my kind of weird. And I just figured I'd say howdy. And that if I talked to myself like an asshole for a couple of minutes, you'd probably feel the same as me. So right away, I'm like, huh, interesting. I don't get it, though. She's cute. For how pretty she is, she should be boring. Why does she seem kind of strange in a good way? I think you said something about live music. My job is actually live music. I play guitar and sing. I do about 25 shows a month. I had my ass grabbed by someone named Ethel last week, and for a second I was pissed and a little put upon, and I was like, honestly, I've been working on that. So thank you. I'll take it. But I'm pretty goddamn sweet, and I am not that lonely, bored, or horny. I'm not going to take breadcrumbs from someone if I want a sandwich. So if someone hits me with a hey or hi, you can go fuck yourself. I'm worth more. Damn it. This is where the Kelly Clarkson song comes in. I don't want to sound like an asshole. Like, attractive people can also be interesting and funny, but it's just incredibly rare. I speak for myself, because I'd like to consider myself one of those. Listen, top three in, like, the hundreds or thousands I've seen, it was just, I don't know, I'm a very good judge of character, and you just seem like my kind of person. And I'm not saying we're star-crossed lovers. I don't know you, and you don't know me. But generally, the bios hurt my brain and make me think that maybe I should just try the other sex or not talk to people anymore. Oh, okay. It's not fair. I've seen yours and you have not seen mine. If you want, I will screenshot my Bumble bio. I'm quite proud of it. I think it's pretty fucking good. It represents me well. And what else would I want to know if I was you? Gee, I'm like 6 feet tall, pretty damn handsome. I'd give me like a 7. No, like a 7.5 out of 10 looks-wise. I mean, to my knowledge, no one has dated me for my abs or my hair. I'm guessing it's because I'm funny and honest and clearly very humble and go to therapy and emotionally intelligent. You know, I'd say 7.5, maybe even an 8. I'm feeling really fucking good lately. I got a tan. I'm up to like 80-second side planks. I hate them, but they're totally worth it for the core. And big feet, so you know what that means, baby doll. Big socks. What else? But I'm sitting here, a middle-aged guy in his car with the AC on and a SpongeBob shirt, and I would call this like the technological version of, you know, when like Noah stops Allie in The Notebook and he's like, I had to talk to you when I see something I want. Yes, I just made a Notebook reference. I don't know. I'm being a total idiot right now. So if nothing else, I figured you'd have a laugh and a smile and you can fucking make fun of me to your friends. I don't know. Now you have a solo podcast for a guy that makes like $6,000 a month on a microphone being an idiot. Actually, on my way home, I'm going to go to the park and feed the ducks. My favorite swan couple, Mr. Plump and Mrs. Plumfett, they just had babies a couple weeks ago. So like I'll run up and they recognize me and the babies are squeaking. The hierarchy of like waterfowl cute babies, it goes swan babies, then ducklings, and then goslings. But, yes, I may or may not do that 4 to 7 times a week. I'm a huge animal lover. Dogs are better than cats. Cats suck. Sorry if you have cats, but I'm sure your cat is cool. Yeah, your bio was fucking awesome. I mean, there's a couple other assets I noticed too, but I cannot mention them without sounding like a fuckboy, so I'm just gonna leave it alone. I'm sure you've worked very hard to be in the shape you're in, but goddamn, lady. God damn, I would not kick you out of bed for eating crackers. So I figured if you are half as funny as you seem to be and half as cool as I got from that bio, I would say howdy. Yeah. All right. Hope this made you laugh and smile, and you have a fantastic old day, Kelsey. Cheers.
It's so tough to talk about it in like a nuanced way because it's like, what, it's okay to like talk to someone and be like, you know, talking too much, like, cause you're nervous and like, that's not what's going on here. This guy, like, he would also do things like in these updates, this is important to mention. He's 36, tracked down this woman that was 20 at the time. And like they like went and got food, whatever, and then he drove her home and like put his hand on her neck and slapped her face.
What the fuck?
And was like, you like that? No consent. No, they had no prior conversation about anything being sexual, nothing. It's this dude's boundaries are whack.
Yeah. Well, and I think the biggest thing that I was trying, because I'm like, how am I going to verbalize what is so upsetting and inappropriate? And I know that like people who have encountered this type of guy in like a dating scenario or like that kind of situation, someone who's encountered this type of man is going to understand why it's triggering and upsetting and like why this kind of person is a red flag. And I think that men don't understand because like on paper, just seeing the things he says, you're like, it seems maybe a little harmless. Maybe he's just like a kind of like a socially awkward guy, you know? It's easy to like walk into it thinking that, but you need to listen to women on this one because there is something that is off. And it, for me, what I identified it as is the virtue signaling almost. He is very performative about who he is. He's like over explaining the type of person he is. And it's because he's trying to signal to women that he is safe. And like, that is not something that you should be consciously signaling. Like, right. Everybody has a gut instinct. And like, people can who are in touch with their gut instinct can tell that this person is not a safe person.
Totally.
So now he's trying to find all of these ways, like, how can I signal I'm a safe person? I'll be charismatic. And I will say, like, he is charismatic.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, maybe it's worked for him before, but it seems like it does not work for him a lot of the times.
I mean, all of the times that we know about in those updates, it hasn't worked. Yeah. It's like, and those are people that just have like heard about the Twitter thread.
Yeah.
That's wild. Like there's probably so many more.
Mm-hmm.
The takeaway from all of this is just like, don't.
Yeah, just like, don't.
If you see someone on a dating app and you don't match,
let it go, baby.
Don't go looking for them.
Also, like, you deserve someone who, like, wants to talk to you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I was explaining this to Amelia. Like, he seems confident, but he, like, we get confidence confused with just being egotistical or, I hate the overuse of narcissistic, but, like, legitimately, like, this is pretty narcissistic. Mm-hmm. But the difference between being egotistical and just confident is like someone who's confident isn't going to go out of their way to go find someone who didn't match with them. They're going to feel good about themselves and be like, I want to be with someone who wants to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
And if this person who seems interesting doesn't match with me, then that says enough.
Yeah.
That says it's not for me.
Totally.
It's not for either of us. Like a confident person isn't going to second guess like, who's going to match with them. They're not going to go seek people out and call their workplace and like leave a review to try and like track them down. That's creepy.
That's fucking
wild. That's
not
what a confident person does. An egotistical person does something like that because they're like, you don't know better.
Yeah.
You shouldn't listen to your gut on this one. You should listen to me. Mm-hmm. I know best.
This me, a stranger.
Yeah. I'm a complete stranger. So let me convince you of why you should date me. That's someone who thinks they're so great. And I'm sure as we share, like, I don't know where we'll have added in mm-hmm. the clips of him talking, but after listening, you'll understand what we mean.
Yep.
In terms of egotistical, he thinks very highly of himself.
Yes.
And, you know, you should have good self-esteem. Everyone should. But this is not,
not that.
Esteem.
No.
This is beyond that.
There's this whole like thing that I think that dudes like this cling on to of like women want to be like actively pursued like this. And it's not this.
And gentlemen don't exist anymore or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Oh my God. Chivalry is dead.
Yeah. Chivalry really is dead. Tell me what is chivalrous about invading someone's privacy.
Literally nothing. You held the door open for yourself and you walked right in. And then you locked it behind you.
Chivalry
and now we're both stuck in here.
Chivalry's literally just being considerate.
Yeah. Fuck.
Wow. It's showing up on the date on time and being an active listener and engaged communicator. And you can also be an introvert and accomplish these things.
Yeah.
That is chivalry. You don't need to pay for the full bill. Personally, I'm not one who wants to... either of us to pay the bill on the first date. That's a splitsies situation.
Totally.
It's like, I don't know you.
I owe someone something when.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to feel like that.
Yeah,
I want to split the bill on the first date. I'll pay for me. You pay for you. And if we're vibing, then we can have a second date and maybe do splitsies again. And then we'll go from there. And then we'll go back and forth.
Right.
So we are going to talk about euphemisms for masturbation.
I'm so excited
because we've done euphemisms for so many other things. We've done euphemisms for boobs,
mm-hmm. balls,
just those two. Sex, maybe.
We've definitely, yeah, way back when I think we did sex. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, I'm so excited.
I'm gonna read some of these to you.
Okay.
Poaching the egg.
Ew. Okay.
Shaking hands with the milkman.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Can you explain that to me? Shaking hands with the milkman?
I think it's like if you have like, because you come, I think it's a dick.
And it's like milky.
Yeah.
Gross.
And you're like shaking, like, yeah. I think your dick is the milkman.
Double clicking.
Amazing. I have one.
What?
I just thought of it.
Okay.
Doing a DJ set.
Wicca, wicca, wicca. Petting the cat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's classic.
Lone rangering.
Love that.
Boxing the one-eyed champ.
Oh, my God. Boxing? Whoever's masturbating that way is doing it wrong.
Boxing the one-eyed champ.
That's funny.
They like it rough. Nulling the void. I think that one's funny.
I love that.
Finding Nemo.
What is Nemo in this case? The clip?
Your orgasm?
Oh, Nemo's the orgasm.
Finding Nemo.
Wow. Okay.
Playing 5-on-1.
I've heard that one. I think that might be my favorite one.
Taking the self-guided tour. I really like that one.
I love that.
Oh, downstairs DJ.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Downstairs DJ is better than mine.
Shucking the corn.
Wow.
That makes sense.
It does make sense. It invokes an image.
Mm-hmm. Spearing the bearded clam.
Ew.
That's very visual.
Ew.
Taking selfies at the bean.
Oh, like the Chicago bean?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Dotting the eye.
Love it.
Tapping into your potential.
Wow.
I like that one a lot.
I'm
tapping
start
into my potential.
Yeah.
I got to tap into my potential later.
I'm going to start calling masturbating that for sure.
Giving yourself a hand.
Love it.
Keynoting in Cupertino. I need someone to explain that one to me.
Keynoting in Cupertino. Okay, let's.
They're just making shit up right there.
Yeah, Cupertino is where Apple headquarters are. Mm-hmm. Maybe that has something to do with it.
California.
Keynoting.
I'm doing a keynote. I don't know. I need a nerd.
Keynote is
to explain
like,
this to me.
Keynoting in Cupertino. It'll come to me in the middle of the night. I'm going to wake up in like a cold sweat and be like, oh, that's what it means.
And then you'll text me immediately.
Yeah.
Badgering the witness.
Love it.
Auditioning the finger puppets.
Oh my God.
Drilling for oil.
Okay, wait. I want to go back to the auditioning the finger puppets one. Mm-hmm. What are they auditioning for?
Making you come. I don't know.
Do they each get different roles?
Maybe. Give them all a little chance.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
This one's going to bug me. Auditioning the finger puppets.
Singing soprano. Does that make sense to you?
Singing soprano. I feel like singing like bass would make more sense because it's like down low.
Yeah, but if you come, you're like, ah! The rest of these are boring. Let me see if there's more I can find.
These are incredible. I love these.
Those were from Mashable.
Okay, love it.
This website's called Manality.
I already hate this.
A date with Pamela Anderson.
Draining the snake.
Yeah, I think I've heard that.
I think it's supposed to be that's when you're peeing, though.
Oh.
But I'll count it.
Draining the snake. Hand-to-gland combat.
Hand-to-gland combat.
That is a tongue twister. Jerk in the gherkin.
Wow.
Let the beaver swim. Making my girl happy. These are very, most of these are penis-oriented.
Uh-huh.
Playing pocket pool.
Oh, my God.
Pumping the keg. Gross. Ew. Revving the engine. I gotta go rev the engine.
Damn. Is that what gas pedal is about?
Hold up. Gas pedal.
Grab the wheel. Wiggle like you're trying to make your ass
like,
fall off.
It's really fun.
It really is.
It slaps. If I were like the perfect amount of drunk and that came on.
Oh, yeah.
I am getting down.
Oh, I'm pumping the gas pedal. Make room.
This is a list of 500. So a lot of them are going to be L's.
500?
Pick a number and I'll read it.
72.
Okay. Squishing the squidgy.
Ew. Ew.
I also want to read 66, which is shuffle your iPod. I kind of like that one.
I like that one. Okay. 499.
Okay. 490. Oh, it goes up to 519.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So 499. Whip up some sour cream.
I hate that.
Yeah.
But I love it.
518 is yank your plank.
Because it's wood.
Wrist aerobics. All right.
Wrist aerobics.
Those first few were real good.
I like these.
What do you think your favorite was?
I think playing 5-on-1 will always be my favorite.
I think I like taking the self-guided tour was pretty funny.
That one's also very good.
I really like that one. And then... tapping into your potential.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite, actually.
Tapping into your potential. Yeah.
I have to go tap into my potential.
That's definitely like,
oh,
top three for me.
She loves meditating.
Yeah. Fine. She's like...
I fucking love meditating, you guys.
She's so in touch with herself. More than you know. Before we close out this sode, I don't know if we've talked about this in the past, but I was reminded this past weekend about this whole thing from a few years ago of T.I., taking his daughter to the gynecologist every year to make sure that her hymen was still intact. And that...
I feel like that's medical abuse.
Yeah.
That's also creepy as fuck.
It's so creepy.
Also, your hymen doesn't break. It stretches.
Right.
So who's going to tell T.I. he doesn't know shit about vaginas?
Hopefully the gynecologist was like on her side and was like, yep, it's still intact.
Yeah. I hope it was a... female gynecologist who
right
is a normal level-headed person.
It's just so instead of doing like that's gonna make her want to like act out more, you know, like, well, why don't you just educate her on safe sex instead?
You're going to fuck up your kid if that is how you are like acting about sex,
it's terrifying.
I remember like seeing that tweet and then seeing like the comments that men made about like having daughters was repulsive.
Well, because they know how shitty they are.
Well, because they don't see women as people.
No, they don't. That's true. They don't see women as people, and they know what's going on in their sick, twisted minds. And so they're like, you know, if I had a daughter, I would do the same thing because like you can't trust us.
Do you think that needs like some? You need to reflect on that maybe instead of like blaming your child.
Yeah, or putting your child through that. Like I can't even begin to fucking imagine. Like how violating.
Yeah, that is incredibly violating. And did it say how old his daughter was?
It was before. It was every year until she was 18, I think. Because like what at the fuck? After that, like he doesn't have any right. You know, she's like on her own medically.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, it's just like
Jesus Christ. And we're going to be reading a memoir from her
to say
in a few
it
years.
With your entire chest too publicly, because he clearly thinks he's in the right since he like said it out loud.
Yeah, you're doing is admitting you're a terrible one, a terrible man, and two, a terrible father.
Right.
Ugh, horrifying.
Oh God, I hate it. I just can't believe we haven't. I mean, maybe we have like a long time ago because this was a few years ago that this mm-hmm. happened. And in reality, I'm sure that there are. Like a whole lot of parents that conduct their child's health that same way. And it's just not like I'm not in the business of telling you how to parent, but like that's going to make your kid want
to. They're not seeing their children as like people.
Yeah.
Like you're not raising a child to like make your life easier.
Right.
To be like, you need to obey all of my rules so my life is easier.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't have any feelings or act out or have any autonomy or independence because that makes my life harder.
Right.
So I'm going to punish you every time you express autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, then when your child is 30, what the fuck are you expecting them to do?
Yeah.
They're not thinking like one day this is going to be a 30-year-old adult. How do I want them to be living their life? Do I want them to be like listening to whoever tells them whatever to do?
Right.
No.
Yeah, you're so right. It sets them up for failure.
Yeah. You're not. Yeah. It's just so weird to see like parents are like, oh, they must be like rocking parenting because their kid does everything that they say. No, because what's going to happen when they're an adult or if they're like surrounded by terrible peers, they're going to be easily influenced.
Right.
Or just like follow the person who seems most in charge. And what if that person sucks?
Mm hmm.
They're going to like get into adulthood and be like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm so unhappy. Why am I unhappy? And it's because they never learned to listen to themselves because you were controlling them their entire lives and taking them to the gynecologist to make sure they haven't had sex.
It's just so violating.
Instead of being like, hey, let's sit down and talk about sex because.
Right.
I know how boys can think sometimes and they can be pretty shitty. So I just want you to look out for yourself.
Yeah.
And here are some things. Here are some resources. Here, you know, I don't want you to feel bad about your body or what you choose to do with it. But I want you to look out for yourself and protect your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those are important messages, not I'm going to threaten you by taking you to the gynecologist who uses like archaic, painful tools to look inside of your vagina.
Yeah.
And violate your privacy and your body. Like, can you imagine as a teenager having like a complete stranger look at your vagina? I would die.
Yeah. No, that's
such- that was an impossible thing for me to even like comprehend. I don't think a stranger looked at my vagina like in a professional setting until I was like 21 in college getting a wax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and then I was like, man, this might as well happen, whatever.
It's just awful. It's so upsetting. It's so upsetting. It's so violating. It's so backward. Like people treating their children like property instead of mm-hmm. like whole humans.
Yep. Your kid did not choose to be here and they are like, you know, kids don't have a ton of autonomy because they depend on you
mm-hmm.
for like shelter and food and safety because of a lot of reasons.
Yeah. Right.
But they are going to be autonomous beings. Mm-hmm. So like, how do you want them to be living in the world as an adult human?
Yeah. Right.
So I don't know shit about parenting, but I know about being a person. About being an adult woman in her 30s feeling confused as fuck, mm-hmm. because my family was very authoritative.
Yeah.
So I don't wish that on other people.
No. No. So that's a good bow to put on that conversation.
Yeah. I think
should we wrap?
Yeah, this is a good spot to end.
I'm fucking tapped.
Me too.
You've had a long
day. I'm also a little drunk.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Buzzed. I'm a little buzzed.
I love that.
Drunk's a stretch.
You're gonna sleep like a little baby tonight.
I hope so.
Liz got a haircut.
I did, yeah. You can't hear the haircut, but, or maybe you can. Maybe I seem really confident.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I had a call with our psychiatrist this morning and I showed her my haircut. I had to take my headphones off and I was like, you can't tell, but I got a haircut. And she was like, don't you feel like kind of sassy with short hair? And I was like, absolutely.
Yes.
This isn't my first like experience with short hair, but this is the shortest I think it's been since I was like, literally 10.
It looks so fucking good.
Thank you. It's to my jaw, not even my chin. It's to my jaw, which is a little shorter than I wanted, but
you cut off like so much, like
I feel free.
Trauma.
Yes, that's how I was treating it.
It's a fresh start.
And then I got my eyebrows laminated, uh-huh. and I got a lash lift and uh-huh. tint, and I feel like a new bitch.
Fuck yes. She's a new hot girl
stuff. Do I need to, I think I need to shave a little eyebrow slit.
I think you should.
Because that was part of the plan originally, but yeah. I was like, am I doing too much all at once?
No, fuck it.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
I love that. Why not? You might as well just do it all in one fell swoop.
Yeah.
One swell foop.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thank you for listening.
We love you,
our children.
That was like kind of good.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm speechless.
We should start a band.
We kind of bodied that.
Yeah, we fucking bodied it.